You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Fireside Chat with your host, Zany Mystic, myself, Lance White. Tonight's guest is Carol Haywood Bobroskis, and I do hope I said that right.
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Carol was born with DNA equipped with a genetic trigger, which activated at age 35 in 1987, the time referred to as the harmonic convergence. This awakened her third eye, or pineal gland, to reveal other worlds. She was able to interact with loving, multidimensional energies, along with guides and angels, to empower her to cope with expanding realities by providing information, comfort, and love. Prior to her awakening, she was a fairly normal, quote-unquote, Lutheran girl from Whittier, California. This opening to vast universes beyond our normal view led her to start a journal and to also paint beautiful scenes which capture the nuances of her inner landscape. Her beautifully illustrated new book is called Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment. Let's welcome Carol to the show now. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Oh, good.
A nice sunny day here in the Northwest, and I was working on my vegetable garden.
Oh, me too.
Yes, I know.
I guess we, yeah, you know.
Yes, right.
It's not, we're not necessarily psychic, although we probably are.
Yes, but that you did send me a note.
That's right, that's right.
So, yeah, this is actually my first sizable vegetable garden that I'm doing this year, and got some starts today and got things going. And
oh, wonderful.
It's just exciting to connect with Mother Earth and
isn't it?
Be a part of that growth and then have it be something that feeds us, you know, and charges our body up with that vital life force.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So fun stuff.
It is fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I have to say that your book is absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's just it's a stunning creation, and it's not necessarily to be enjoyed linearly because it's largely in journal format, so you can turn to any part and enjoy it. I guess my first question is, so that people understand, where did you get the title?
Well, the title came from Passionate Pinky is my Christ self, and that was one of the first energies that came to life when my third eye opened, and I basically started observing my own evolution in action, that as my third eye opened, I was able to see my guides and see the energies that are my complementary self, and then my Christ self, which I attracted and lives in my heart, and we have this incredibly beautiful relationship that's based on the Christ self being the perfect mate that is within each one of us in a very unique way. There is, your Christ self is designed to be your perfect mate. My Christ self is mine. And so then there is this interaction, this relationship, because my Christ self knows me and knows exactly how I want to be loved. And this Christ self also has to do with connecting with the Christ energy. It's an individualization of the Christ light, the Christ energy. So it's that connection to unconditional love and having that in my heart, being this very active essence that loves me. I love it.
Sure.
And we have this incredibly beautiful relationship, and this energy is passionate. It's this bright pink, spiraling, pulsing light that is passionate about unconditional love.
Wow.
And about compassion. There's nothing wimpy about this kind of about this kind of love and light in
or
my
judgmental.
Life. Exactly.
Or exclusive.
Exactly. It encompasses everything and allows me to basically look through the eyes of love.
Wow.
At everything in my life and everything around me and everything that's happening. And so it's this really beautiful, mythological relationship that's like a fairy tale.
Wow.
And so then I am the evolutionary experiment, in that when my third eye started opening and the DNA got activated, and this is a step in our evolutionary process, and I've been told I'm just an early bloomer, that as evolution continues, more and more third eyes and pineal glands will be stimulated, and everybody who stays with the planet as it ascends and consciousness raises will have a direct connection through that open third eye.
Wow.
And so I'm a bit of an experiment because I'm an early bloomer.
Wow.
So there's been times when I've had several symptoms going on having to do with the pineal gland that starts squirting liquids when it gets stimulated, and then you're dealing with that in your body, and your body's not used to that.
Uh-huh.
So I had kind of some pretty weird symptoms and had some interaction with guides that really helped me deal with that. And at one point, one of my guides, I was laying with all these weird symptoms and going, I feel like an evolutionary experiment. And and he said, you are an evolutionary experiment. So that's where the title came from.
Wonderful. Wow.
So because to me, it kind of sounded like an adventure story, you know?
Yes,
so,
absolutely. And, yeah. And isn't that what the living connection to the higher realms is?
Absolutely.
You know, it's not a dead thing that comes from rusty, dusty old books. It's a living connection that breathes life,
yes,
and passion and overflows with love.
Yes.
You know, for
yes,
everything, and there is nothing excluded. In fact, even bugs and dirt and everything is...
Yes.
Yes, I feel it a lot of the time.
Yes.
Not to the extent you do, but I...
Well, but it's there for everybody if you're willing to bring it in.
Mm.
You know, it's like, for me, that's been one of the biggest blessings of having this vision, is seeing that the same energy runs through everything.
Mm.
We are made up of the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm,
there is this interconnectedness,
mm-hmm,
of everything. There
mm-hmm
is nothing that's separate. You know, we are connected to everything. And so there is a reverence for all of life and all that is. And even things that might appear to be inanimate are full of life.
Yes,
full
yes,
of
yes,
atoms and photons and electrons that are moving,
yeah,
at very energetic speed.
Yeah,
so.
Yes. Well, so when we look out into the world outside of ourselves, well, there's nothing outside of ourselves.
Right, right. But the perception of being outside of ourselves.
People who are living in extreme fragmentation and, so let's just say, greed and control and manipulation, they're just further away from,
right,
their connection to what is.
That's exactly right. And because we have been in a backwards phase of evolution, we had sort of changed our orientation so that we turned away from source, and so that our connections, our third eye, that went to sleep,
yes,
and that direct connection was cut off so that we could go to sleep for the backwards phase of evolution. It's like everything has its cycles.
Yeah.
We have the awakening part and the sleeping part. So in that sleeping part, we have traveled away as far away from source as we can possibly get.
No kidding.
Sort of like an out-breath. You know, it's,
yeah,
like, it's like when you breathe out, we've gotten as far as the out-breath will take us.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is
that, yes,
we are starting on the in-breath.
Oh, thank God.
And we are shifting that orientation back towards source.
Have we actually started the,
yes,
in-breath, or are we at that
no,
moment?
No, we actually have already started it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is. It has that orientation. We've turned back towards source.
It feels that way.
Yes. Yes.
It feels that way, and yet it seems that we have to keep mindful of the positive to keep focused on the fact that we have actually shifted our path.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Now, tell me, this is really fascinating stuff because so many of my guests say that the Earth is shifting to fourth, fifth, sixth density or dimension and so on and so forth. And,
right.
And most of humanity, if not all of it, with it, that's capable of shifting.
Right.
What's your version or intuition or feeling or personal awareness of that process?
Yes, it's that same evolutionary cycle is multidimensional.
Oh, okay.
And that in addition to consciousness evolving, which is a big part of this picture, in that consciousness has been sort of on this upward spiraling path of evolution,
mm-hmm.
and we it goes in sort of sets. There's like portrayed in the Mayan calendar.
I was gonna say, you read my mind.
Yes, that they portray it sort of as this plateau, sort of like a pyramid structure.
Yes, yes.
Where and each of these sets has 9 steps.
Okay.
And so you start at the bottom with the very basic sort of low vibration, low frequency. Not very much intellectual development, and then with each step, the frequency goes up a little bit, the speed goes up a little bit, the volume goes up a little bit. There's more connection, there's more data coming
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
So we have progressed through 8 of these cycles or steps. And this is, like I said, it's multidimensional. Right now I'm using my hands to describe it.
I can see them.
That's right, that's right. So it's going in a cycle where at the bottom one you have a very large ring, and then you go up a notch, and the next one's a little bit smaller. You go up a notch. So it's kind of like a spring with smaller and smaller circles in it as you get towards the top. So we are about to enter, we are in the transition between the 8th and the 9th.
We're in the mid-6th day, aren't we?
Yes, exactly, exactly. So
and
we
almost
are
almost precisely.
We are very it's a very precise thing having to do with the cosmos and the location of the planets and
yeah.
the stars and all this. It's like clockwork.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it cycles within cycles within cycles
yes.
within cycles.
And probably many more than what the
oh.
major cycles that we are...
Wow, yeah. to us, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why we're not able to really know of it at this stage. Yeah, I've had glimpses of it in states where I am beyond my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And in those states, I can kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I'm back in my linear mind, it's like there's really no way to grasp the vastness
mm-hmm.
of these cycles within cycles within cycles and how complex and perfectly run this clockwork is.
Well, now, if what you're saying is accurate, and I do believe it is,
mm-hmm.
this has been my experience too,
right.
we're going to go through the last few cycles prior to 2012, around 2011
right.
or 2012.
Right.
According to some, I mean, some of the scholars, the Mayan scholars, say that it's in October 2011. And that
right,
it's
right, right.
You know,
my sense of things is that the exact date is not really crucial.
No, no, no. It's a window.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
a window, and the window's open right now. So.
Right, right.
We needn't wait to take a breath of fresh air.
Yes, yes. I love that. That's a very good analogy.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So, yes, so there is what I perceive is that it's actually going to be a very unique experience for each individual.
Yeah.
That when we have this kind of energy coming through, there is this aspect of divine, unlimited potential
mm-hmm.
that is only limited by our minds. So our biggest challenge in this process
mm-hmm.
is getting beyond our mind's limitations.
Absolutely.
Our minds have been programmed with
yes.
limitation, and it has believed in limitation during this backwards phase of evolution.
Yes.
It has looked outside of itself for solutions and for beliefs and all that. So at this point, we, again, in our returning towards source, are directly connecting to source, directly connecting to this unlimited potential, and our minds can be accessed to create this unlimited potential reality that we can all live in. Either in we can agree upon the precepts that we want to live in, or each individual reality can be its own heaven on earth.
Wow.
So there isn't necessarily some event or some historical planetary shift that's going to affect everybody. It's more that this unlimited potential is giving us exactly what our thoughts are creating in every moment.
I thought that might be the case, in which case it would behoove us to let go of any beliefs and limitations. In fact, let go of all of it and expand our ability to imagine the vastness and greatness as much as possible.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because we are going to be getting, in every moment will be a manifestation of what our thoughts are creating.
Wow. And is it also true then that those of us who are continuing to work, at our own pace, and where our vibration is shifting higher or lower, however that's going, some are experiencing lower.
Right.
That we will find others of like mind at every moment that will come into our lives, or that synchronistically will be there.
Right.
Wherever we're at in our altered state.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. That we will attract those who are having like thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, and then we will interact like in a play, you know.
like on a radio show.
Yes, exactly. like we are characters that are connecting on a common ground at this moment in time.
Yes.
And so we can extend that out from that indefinitely on those who are connecting on this common ground. And so we can actually have very different realities in the same time and space.
Yeah.
But there is one element of that is not quite holding to that, in that in this process, as we are shifting and as basically Earth is going through this ascension process, that there is an element of lower frequency that as it goes up and reaches that higher point, that the really low frequency will not be tolerated on the planet. It's physics. It's not judgment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just if people are really vibrating at a really low level, this higher level cannot be sustained.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be an element of some people who are not able to get beyond their egos, who are still into greed and power over others, and of just all the low vibration stuff, that won't stay on the planet, that there will be a place where they can go to continue their learning at a vibration that is conducive to where they're at.
You know, and that could, we tend to think this could be, that this is, these include murderers and rapists and this, but it's probably many of the world leaders who have tried so hard to control the planet, buy it up, and microchip us, and so on.
Yes, it's basically I see it more with control issues and not necessarily evil, not necessarily bad, because truly, in the realm of the divine, there is no judgment.
Yeah, right.
So there is no good or bad.
Right, exactly.
So it's more a matter of what you're holding on to and whether you're willing to let go and raise up with the planet and let go of your own agenda, then it's going to be heaven on earth. But if you're not willing to let go and open your heart and allow that energy to so that you can resonate with the planet, then you will perish on this planet, but still awaken in a place that will facilitate.
Conducive to allowing you to continue your journey.
Exactly. There is no end to anybody's journey. So,
right.
some people are taking the slow boat, you know.
Right, right. It's just a different timing. It's just different timing.
Yeah.
Kind of like getting on the roller coaster ride, and then you get halfway up, and you decide you don't want to be on there, and you get terrified, and you jump off.
Right. Exactly.
And it looks like you die, but really, ride just got to be a little too difficult for you.
It just got to be too much, you know. And as far as those that are now in the groups of people that are trying to control things, they know their gig is up, you know, and they can feel it on some level, and they're going to try with all their might to hang on.
Yeah.
But it's not in their hands. You know, it's like Mother Earth is awakening. She's coming out of her slumbering phase. She's regaining her sovereignty.
Wow.
She's the one who's in charge.
She's driving this awakening, basically.
Yes.
In our solar system.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, the whole solar system is also going through a similar process.
Yes.
As are all the dimensions.
Yes, exactly. This is a much bigger thing. This is a time, as I said before, when cycles within cycles within cycles are all coming together and going to make a big click into a new cycle, and then everything will kind of go spin off in its own little cycles again. So this is a huge, major shift in that so many cycles are coming together at the same time. It's like you talk about global warming and man being responsible for global warming and all this. Well, the ice caps are melting on Mars.
Yes.
So this aspect of warming goes way beyond Earth, and it's happening on a huge level, one of those levels that our minds cannot comprehend how huge. So this is some of the things that we're going to be dealing with is, yes, the planet is heating up. We are very adaptive creatures, and as this continues, and as our connection to Mother Earth increases, we will learn how to adapt to the conditions on the planet.
Will we hold or retain our consciousness and awareness of what's happening, or is that, again, an individual process where some will know that this is going on and they'll be aware that certain elements are no longer here, whereas other people might just not?
Well, there's a certain framework that affects everybody.
Okay.
So the fact, like, that the planet is heating up, and there's a very good chance that water level is going to rise several feet. So these are the things that I see coming that are going to be much greater issues than the economy. That when this starts happening, when these weather shifts start happening and things start heating up and we start getting some solar winds and this type of thing, which is just part of this bigger picture cycle that is in this transition towards this big click, and that it's going into a hotter phase. So Mother Earth is about ready to demonstrate that she's the one in charge here.
Wow, I hope so.
No matter how much shenanigans this other element is trying to control things.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's like one of my favorite comedic acts is George Carlin when he talks about this, oh, save the planet this and save the planet that, and then he says, she could shake us off like a bad case of fleas.
I love George Carlin.
Yeah, I do too. But that's my favorite. It's like I've used that a lot because that is so true. So all these, this element of the control of people that are trying to keep this control and keep us in fear and
dumb us down and break chemtrails all over the globe.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I noticed them today. They were at it again around here.
Oh, yeah, me too. Crisscrossed all over
the
place.
I just work on not reacting and see those skies being blue, the other elements clearing the skies and opening that all up and not buying into their agenda.
Yes, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That's a key.
It's easy to get caught up in all of the various, quote, conspiracy theories and facts because they're actually true.
Yes, exactly. They are true.
Yeah.
And they're trying all kinds of shenanigans. Things like the swine flu and the
and
the manipulation of the government currencies and trying to get this global currency thing going.
Oh, yes, and 911.
Yes, all those things.
Yeah.
All those things are true.
Yeah.
But we don't have to put our energy there. We don't have to fix things.
Right,
because there things are in motion where those are just on their way out. And all we have to do is unplug from it and let it just run out. Let it drain.
Let it go.
Let it drain out. Because if we don't give it energy, all that will just drain out, lose its power, fizzle out, and be gone.
Well, it does seem, you know, that, I mean, after the past 8 years, it seems that it was just an endless, horrific nightmare. And now the same characters who were running the world look like comedy figures from a cartoon.
That's a good way to look at it.
You know, I mean, it's clear that they can't even look at the camera. Well, they're pretty good at looking at the camera and lying at your face, but it's just so transparent now.
Yes, exactly. And see, that's the difference.
Yeah.
There was, during the slumbering phase, you know, most of us were asleep in that way of we were believing what our officials told us. We believed what the government told us. We believed what the news told us.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I grew up thinking that was the ultimate source of truth, you know, was the guys on the news.
Yeah.
So, now it's way different. And that was what came to me when I was just reflecting and checking in on this whole swine flu thing, how they try to get this frenzy whipped up with fear so that we can be controlled, and they feed on fear anyway.
Yeah.
And so the more we're in fear, the more they feel they can control us. But the difference is people aren't buying it.
Yes, I know.
And
that
there's certain element that is still there that still, you know, believes the news, you know, they wouldn't lie to me on the news.
Right, of course not.
That still are there, and that's the ones that they can control.
Yeah.
But those of us who are awakening and are into this progressive aspect of evolution know and see it for what it is.
Yeah.
And we cannot be manipulated in that way. So that's why they are realizing they are losing their grip.
Yeah.
Because it's like that swine flu, things just immediately started to fizzle out. You know?
Yes, I was amazed. I had some people talk about this being that there were ET elements that were, you know, working to, you know, help with on that end.
Yeah. And I'm definitely one who is in touch with the benevolent ETs and know that they are helping us in many ways. And at some point, they will actually be more present with that help. At the moment, there's still that fear aspect of a lot of consciousness would pretty much freak out if their presence was more known.
Well, they haven't all been positive polarity, have they?
No, they haven't. And there are some that are of a negative polarity, and they're still around, but they are not the dominant.
No, and it seems, my own gut feeling is that they have been disempowered to a great extent in their own agenda.
Yes, absolutely. And again, a lot has to do with where we are in our evolution, is that, you know, in that phase of us not being aware, we have allowed this more negative influence to come through. But now that the planet and us are awakening and coming up to a higher vibe, their influence doesn't stick.
It's like Teflon.
It just doesn't hold.
So
a lot of it has to do with, the perfect illustration to me is if what I have been instructed from my inner teachers is any time that I feel any kind of attack coming from any source, the key is to send out love. Because when I am sending out love from my core, my heart of heart, and it is going out from me in every direction, there is no way anything negative can get in. So that's kind of what's happening as the planet is awakening, and there's more of this positive energy that's flowing out from Mother Earth's core, that the negative agenda just can't get in. It bounces off.
Interesting.
It doesn't have an avenue for its agenda to connect.
And so it has to reinforce its control over those who are working on those agendas through even greater fear. And,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Which
exactly.
can't hold up.
Oh, yeah.
It will just fall apart, and it can't because
yeah.
there are too many people that know too much.
Exactly. That's the difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference, that the fear aspect cannot is no longer dominant. There is now actually more love than fear on the planet.
That's what I was wondering, because it felt that way, and I was just, my mind kept telling me, no, it shouldn't be that, it can't be that way.
Yeah.
And I thought, no, that's just a belief, you need to let that go. And
right.
I thought, no, something has shifted, and
the
it's
scale
more
has
positive.
Tipped. Yeah, the
yeah.
scale has definitely tipped. There is now more love than fear. So that's exciting.
Yes, it is exciting.
And again, that has to do with this positive vibration that's reaching out, and that we are getting more help from, like, the beneficial ETs.
Yes.
Because they're connecting, they're feeling that, that love energy, and
yes.
it's powerful.
Yeah, it is powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, the masters have said this since the beginning of time, that love is all there is.
Exactly.
It heals
exactly.
everything. And,
exactly.
And, you know, we just kind of let that go because we think it's just too simple, and
right, right,
it
right.
really is the truth.
Yes. Well, see, that's our minds
right,
that
right.
have been sort of in control during the backwards phase of evolution
right.
because we were cut off from our source.
Now, are we entering into a golden age, and will we see that in our lifetime? I
Absolutely.
Mean, it feels to me like we're going to see it before.
We are seeing it now.
Yes.
Like I said, this scale being tipped so that there's more love is just the tip of the iceberg.
All right.
As to what is coming. And
all right.
See, it's now got its finger hold.
Wonderful.
And so it is definitely. And, you know, the dawning of the age of Aquarius was February 14th this year.
It was.
Yeah. So,
oh.
Celebrated that with a group down in Mexico and really just could feel that whole shift of leaving that old agenda behind that had such a slumbering,
grip.
Heavy influence.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and there's no blame. There's no judgment. It just was a slumbering phase.
Right, right.
But now it's like, yes, there is a tangible difference.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Just wasn't quite, I mean, my intuition was saying there's a difference,
yes.
something's changed, and
yes.
then my mind kept saying, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that's what it feels like. Now, to segue into Mexico, you had a very interesting experience down there with a scorpion bite, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes, yes.
You want to talk about that?
Sure, sure. Right. It was a very different trip for me to Mexico. Usually I take groups down and do workshops in a place called Jalapa, which is a wonderful little fishing village where there are no roads or cars.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You take a water taxi from Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, and I've been to Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan, and even those big cities were just incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Jalapa must be beautiful.
So Jalapa is. It's like this little, you know, tropical paradise that is. And I've been very fortunate to find this wonderful house down there, Costa Milagros. And we rent the whole thing and have our hosts, Antonia and Hugo, that we just kind of take over the house with about 15 of us and do have been doing creativity workshops.
Oh, my goodness.
And then this last time we did one on sustainability.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. But this very last trip was actually quite different because I didn't go with a group. I went down to help my friend Anna because she was running a place and her assistant had left and the group was coming in and she was going to be there by herself. And so I went to help her out.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, it was a tough job, you know, there waterfront in paradise. But
you had to twist your arm a bit.
Yeah, exactly. and she's one of my very best friends too, so it's like hang out and all that. But it was interesting because before I left, I've been many, many times. I think this was like my 14th trip down there.
Mm.
and never had a thought of a scorpion sting. Never even, you know, I know they're there. We've seen them. They've been in the house. They're around, all this, but never had a thought of having a sting. But this time before I left, I actually had a premonition. This time was going to be it. And it was like, okay, you know, I was, you know, no big deal, but, you know, I knew it was something that that I could handle if it did happen. But of course, just the thought of it, I went into this hyper paranoid,
yes,
checking around every corner, every little lifting little thing, checking my shoes, tucking in my mosquito net really tight, and all that. And of course, when you're paranoid and thinking about it, what are you going to do?
Attract it.
You're going to bring it on.
Right.
You know? So, and I knew that, but I couldn't stop myself. There was still part of me was like, no, I don't want to get stung. But sure enough, the second day I was there, I was helping to clean up some clothes that had been left from a garage sale kind of thing, and I was being very careful. But just at this one point, right where I put my finger down, was like under a fold of a piece of clothes.
Ooh,
just right there, and just went yowie.
Oh dear.
So I had never had a scorpion sting before, so at first I just thought it was like a bad bee sting. But then it was like it started hurting really bad, and it started to move up my arm.
And
I was like, okay, that was not a bee sting, and there it was. It happened.
Wow.
And it was interesting because I was very matter-of-fact about it. It was like, okay, there it is. You know, well, we'll see what this experience brings. And
right.
So I went, and Anna knew to give me a double dose of antihistamine and a double dose of vitamin C, and said, well, the best thing to do is just to go and lie still. And so I went up to my bed that's lovely. It's on ropes, you know, so the bed swings, and the lovely window with the bougainvillea and ocean out beyond it and stuff. So I just started to go into a nice breathing, deep breathing, meditation kind of state, and I knew the pain in the hand would have been really bad, except that I've learned these techniques for removing myself from pain, where you kind of just, okay, the pain's over there, and I'm over here with this lovely bougainvillea. So, and I was doing very well. At one point, I knew the only danger would be having to do with breathing. It was like a Novocaine shot that was spreading throughout my body, and I could just feel this numbness, and my feet started tingling, and at one point I could feel it start going into my throat. And right then I thought, it's like just had that little tiny glimmer of fear. But one of my guides is named Earth Wind. And he came and said, I am Earth Wind. I will keep the wind going within you. And at that point, I just totally relaxed and said, okay, whatever this experience brings, I am open to, and just allowed. And at that point, as I went back into this meditative state, Earth Wind took me on this journey out of my body and into this realm. We were just light energy, and we were in a realm of light energy. And we came to this place where I was watching these bubbles of scenes. There were like people and places, things in these bubbles. And I was watching them, and it was very dynamic, sort of like in a bubble bath, where somebody bump into another one and become a big one, and some would break off into little ones, and some would just pop and go down. There was like they were coming out of this waterfall river, sort of, where the bubbling up out of this river. And I, in that state of, again, being sort of expanded beyond, I was out of my body and not in that same linear mind awareness. I was shown how this is actually parallel universes.
Wow.
That are being created, and we are living simultaneously in several at the same time. Kind of like what we were talking before about agreed upon precepts of what's happening, like-mindedness, common thoughts, and attracting experiences, and that there's this whole, almost what seemed like an unending number of parallel universes that are existing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And what Earth, Wind said was that the reason he brought me there was he wanted me to see how this mechanism works of us creating our own reality.
Huh.
That this river is like source energy.
Okay.
It's that unlimited potential of source energy.
Uh-huh.
That when we put our envisioning into this mechanism, it just pops up like a bubble.
Huh.
And then it can then have various offshoots.
Huh.
Where it can break up and bubble off into little bubbles that go in one direction, or one of the bubbles might go down or up or combine with other bubbles, and these infinite possibilities of what our life truly is.
Huh.
And how we are actually an element of unlimited consciousness.
Huh.
That has chosen to experience in this very tiny little aspect of what is a much bigger picture.
In our little bubble bath.
Yes. Yes.
Well, now, what about this whole concept of hierarchies and oversouls and various levels of angelic realms and blah, blah, blah? It doesn't sound like that was part of, there wasn't a bigger bubble that was controlling
No.
all the little bubbles and watching over them.
No.
It was all free-flowing.
It is all free-flowing.
Wow.
That's what I saw. It was all free-flowing.
Oh, I like that.
And that all of those things that you were just talking about are part of a belief that we create.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
we believe it.
Including our beliefs about God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
because in this place of unlimited potential,
uh-huh.
it's all just part of this oneness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That then gets divided off into all of these little segments.
Yes, yeah.
That are all an individualization of this infinite consciousness.
And it's not exerting all the control and
no.
pushing the bubbles around. Well, there might be somebody in the bubble bath having
yeah.
fun with it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
that we're exactly. not aware of.
Yes, exactly. And that aspect is part of it, in that
yeah.
that you have agreed to be in the same bubble
right.
as someone else who has a control issue.
Right.
And so you've agreed to be learning whatever it is from that situation or just experiencing it. It doesn't always have to be a lesson. It can be just an experience.
And we can move in and out of those as quickly as we choose.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
what that's the most difficult thing for us to learn here.
Right.
Is that we don't have to continue our unnecessary suffering in various relationships or commitments or
right.
jobs or whatever it is, the limitations. We can simply move out of them.
Yes, that's it. And that was why I was taken to this place and shown
wow.
this mechanism. In a way that I can hopefully share with others,
yes,
this
yes.
ease and effortlessness
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
of creating, recreating, deconstructing, reconstructing
yes.
This whole aspect of our reality, and not to hold on to. That was one of the things that really came through to me, was to not to hold on so tightly to
yes.
this
yes.
particular
oh, yeah.
reality, because you let go of it, another one comes along that is more to your liking, perhaps. You know?
And the only thing that's keeping us from that one that we like a little bit more is ourselves.
Exactly.
And our clinging to what we've been comfortable with.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
wow.
The other
like
thing
it.
That came through what to me when I was watching this, again, in this aspect of the vastness of universes,
wow.
was the thing when it talks in the Bible about how our life is like a blinking of an eye.
Uh-huh.
That aspect of time that is just simply an expansion in our mind of,
yeah.
you know, these years of a lifespan or whatever, is the tiniest little blip in these bubbles, you know? and that it's just from that perspective, I feel more like I can let go of any fear around what's happening on the planet and all that, because there's just more. This scenario could change, but it just moves on to something that's more of my heart to desire.
Yes, yes. And that also seems like it removes the fear of death, because I think one of the things that we fear most is that we don't go on.
Exactly, exactly. And that's huge. The fear of death is huge, and it really has been a very limiting aspect of mass consciousness.
Absolutely, and it's been a great moneymaker for some of these
organized
religions.
You bet. Yes, it's been huge. It's the way man has been manipulated.
Or we've also given up our power at the same time.
Right, exactly. So. But that's all changing.
And
that's the beauty of now, is with these shifting and with these all these cycles within cycles coming together and moving into this new whole arena of potential and love and open-heartedness. And one really interesting thing that came through about like the open-hearted is that there is a magnetic aspect of your heart energy.
I have heard that.
And there is a very tangible magnetic aspect. And, of course, Mother Earth is very, very magnetic.
Yes.
And the Earth's core is you know, just all run by magnetics. And that's actually going to be one of the new energies that we can access is magnetic energy. But that... as the frequency goes up, that and as these magnetics engage in this ascension process, that only those with open hearts will be able to be resonating with that energy and connect with that energy and stay with Earth as she goes through that ascension process.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I feel that very strongly.
And I think that is so cool. I mean,
it is.
It's like only open-hearted people are going to be part of this new golden age.
Yes, that is way cool.
And that's why it really isn't about good or bad,
but
it's about whether you've opened your heart.
Yes, and it puts it all back on us.
Yes.
We can go anywhere we want, but it does require opening the
heart.
And that requires leaving our judgments and our negativity and our limitations and beliefs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And you used that word judgment. Recently I had this experience where I was shown, sometimes I'm allowed to kind of travel away from Earth and look back at it, sort of. And see the energies, and that this one time a few months ago, I was looking back and I saw this really dark, dense, ooey gooey sort of energy that was just pervasive in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And my impression was, well, this must be the really evil stuff, you know?
Right.
The really, you know, Darth Vader sort of evil stuff.
Right.
But what came back was, no, this is judgment.
Oh, my.
This is the ooeyest, gooeyest.
Oh, it sure seems that way to me.
Limiting energy in consciousness.
Really? Judgment?
Judgment.
And, of course, so many who claim to be connected to spiritual sources, well, religious sources, are the worst offenders of judgment of all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, basically, they're on the wrong track, as evolutionary-wise. Not
right.
They're not bad or evil or right or wrong. It's just a distortion.
Yes, exactly. And we've created based on limitation because we've been in this disconnected phase.
Right.
So it's not there is you know, everybody's doing the best they can with what they have to work with.
Right. So our job then is to not judge those who are judging.
Yes, exactly.
And let go of our beliefs that we need to change anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And to just see it as okay, we've created based on limitation and distortion and being in the dark.
Yes.
We've been wandering in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, and now you know, the light's coming on, and and what happens to the dark when the light comes on?
Well, it goes scurrying.
It
vanishes.
It does. It disappears.
And it's as if it was never real.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's polarity. See, that's we've been living in a time of polarity. And my understanding is, as we enter this new age, that polarity will not be necessary.
Thank goodness.
It's going to be like a whole new operating system.
Oh, good. It's
where
about
it doesn't have to have that polarity to operate.
Yes.
And that's one of the big differences about this shift. And all these cycles coming within, that has to happen so that the whole operating system can be rebooted.
And as you said, some of us will be aware of this reboot process, and it's conceivable that others may not be.
That's right. But if they have an open heart, they're going to be with it, and they're going to be experiencing it, even though they might not be cognizant or know what's going on.
Right, and there's so many wonderful people with open hearts that are not necessarily involved with any movement or spirituality or
New
Age or religion.
Right.
They're good people who,
live that open heart. And that's the whole aspect of it. That's why it has nothing to do with judgment or being good or bad or how many points you've made.
Or what church you go to.
Exactly. It's that divine connection through an open heart.
Yes.
And when you have that, you have access to that connection, which is where we will all resonate as the ascension process continues.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it seems that another aspect of that would be forgiveness.
Yes.
And especially starting with ourselves and learning how to love ourselves.
That's really the only forgiveness that's valid, because without judgment, nobody's done anything wrong to you.
Right. Right, exactly. And if you believe that somebody has, then you're still stuck in victim mentality.
Yeah, and in judgment.
In judgment, yes.
So really, self-forgiveness is what really leads to self-love.
Yes.
And then self-love is what truly unlocks the key to this whole aspect of heaven within oneself.
Wow. Now, are our pineal glands, I mean, some people claim that they've shrunken to the size of a pea or something, and that they're dormant or dead, but that's not true, is it?
Well, they have shrunk down during the slumbering phase.
Okay.
But they are now being awakened by the energies that are coming through and are starting. That's why an aspect of some of this is like pressure in your head. There are lots of people that have, that was one of the big things for me, is I went through a few years of a lot of pressure in my head, and spent hours with a massager, trying to, like I would pull my hair, because that was how I'd get relief, is to try and pull the sutures,
Yes, yes.
When we have been in the hooked up state where we have that really connected pineal gland, and it's functioning as the master antenna that it was intended to.
Right.
The sutures between the skull plates are very flexible.
Ah.
And they give.
Wow.
So that when there's more moisture, more fluid that's in, like with the full moon, it's like with the tides. It draws more fluid into that pineal gland chamber, and so then the sutures would flex and make room for it. But because we've been in this dormant phase, that all has sort of closed down and shut down and tightened up.
Mm-hmm.
So as it's starting to reopen, that's what we need to do, is start working with our skulls and massaging them and getting the circulation in there and doing some work with opening up that chamber so that faculty can grow.
Mm.
And reawaken and reconnect and be the master antenna, because it's not just a spiritual connection, it's a physical, it's electrochemical headquarters of your endocrine system.
And it's not necessarily true that we'll have to leave our bodies as the ascension process occurs, right?
No way.
So I have felt for a long time that I'm not going to go through any kind of physical death.
Right.
other people think I'm crazy.
No, I agree.
But I just know that I'm not going to have to go through that. Now,
yeah.
I don't know what that's going to look like. Or...
Well, we're going to be able to manifest and demanifest and go wherever we want and come back if we want and all that. So, yeah, no, physical death is in this new cycle is not required.
Wonderful. And so we can let go of that belief.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And what we believe will open up new possibilities.
Yes, infinite, unlimited potential.
Wow. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Carol, this hour has just absolutely
flown by, hasn't it?
Flown by, and I just love talking to you.
Yeah.
Before we go, will you please tell our wonderful listeners how they can reach you and get your book and read more about your experiences and so on?
You bet. The best place to see what's going on with me, I also have a new video coming out called Just One Key, which talks a lot about this stuff. It's based on the lyrics, we hold the key to love and fear all in one trembling hand, just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command.
Wow.
So that's coming out soon. And all this and my book and my schedule and events are on my website, which is www.passionatepinky.com.
Wow, wonderful. www.passionatepinky.com.
Right.
I want people to remember that and go check these things out because you are just absolutely amazing and just a wonderful guiding light for all of us.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed it. You have brought out the best.
Oh, well, I just kind of I just let go and let the spirit guide me.
Well, you do a great job.
Well, thank you, Carol, so much, and I would love to have you back again.
I would love to be back.
Wonderful.
I really had a good time.
All right.
Okay,
thanks
dear.
A million, Carol. And,
thank you.
Thank everybody for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.